Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. I don't know why we're turning it down, but I guess this is kind of one of those scenarios. But folks, what we're going to do is cover a whole bunch of topics today. I was just talking to you guys on social media platforms. The fastest 2 hours on radio, the fastest hour, no question about it. But what I want to do before we get rocking here is I want to just initiate our conversation with what we just heard being teed up on conservative radio, the best that you have. Put that up against Matthew 5:13. And what is it? Well, people are just blown away by all the crime that's taking place in this country. And one lady said, you know, we're all looking to get this resolved as quickly as possible. And then right on cue, here's the cameras and here's the microphones for the politicians to breathe into, to talk into, to look into, and propagandize the American people as if to suggest they're not the responsible party for all of the crime. How are they responsible, Bradley? By not enforcing the crime, by advocating for the crime. Soft judges produce hardened criminals, right? And that's exactly what we're seeing in this country in a big way. I want you to contemplate something, and I'm going to show you a video really quick. This is just to address what we were just told by the mainstream media and their useful idiots. I want you to consider the fact that in California, you have to steal a value up to $950 before they can even do anything to you. I'm not kidding you. Go ahead, cross-check everything I'm telling you. I always suggest that you do so anyways. But in California alone, you have to steal something for $951 before you can actually do anything to the criminal. So the crimes are being incentivized, friends. Go steal from a store. It doesn't matter. It's yours. But just don't do it over $950, because if you do, then we're going to have to send in the cops. This is happening across the country. I have friends that are store security in the state of Minnesota here, and they're told that if somebody steals something, that there's absolutely nothing that they can do to them physically, apprehend them, to take back the stolen merchandise. They can't do none of that. They have to call the police. So, again, friends, consider where this is coming from. This is your politicians, incumbent, that are soft on crime, that are opening the door for criminals to commit the crime. And how could it be otherwise? I mean, let's look to the border. I mean, look what's going on. You're listening to treasonous Joe Biden, Article 3, Section 3, talk about during the teeing up of the show here today, friends, about how he's going to get together with the Mexican president. They're going to talk about an arms deal, so on and so forth, and what they can do to curb all this illegal immigration. But just last week, we highlighted from the War Room, Steve Bannon's outlet, an actual reporter on boots on the ground, on scene on the southern border, where they were told by those that were coming into America illegally that they were being led in by the American cartel. And they were also told that if they didn't come in and do what they were told and give them money in the process of bringing them into America, they would be disemboweled, quote unquote. And we know that it's Joe Biden's criminal administration that's actually incentivizing these cartels and working with the cartels and bringing the illegals into America. So don't sit there and tell me, Americans, how this is not being advocated for, purposed, willfully done. I don't care how you want to define it. The fact of the matter is this is where this is coming from. Again, it's their job to enforce the law, to magnify the law under the crime, and if they don't do so, friends, this is what happens. These people are completely upside down. They're completely backwards. They're advocating for the crime, and literally advocating for the crime. Again, let me put it up against what we see in the correctional institutions, as they call them, and this is what you get for making void the commandments of God, which are found in Mark 7. And what is that? Well, you know, you get a $64 billion a year incentive to basically incriminate as many of your own people as you can and throw them into prison so we can create something called slave labor. But as long as the American people don't know, it doesn't matter. Yes, that's exactly what's happening in this country today. We have the highest incarceration rate in the world. How did we go from the light to promoting and advocating darkness, friends? Put that up against Isaiah 5:20. Here, now let me get back to my point. I want to show you some defiant ones that are being drawn into America by this current administration and local governors that are saying, come on in, you don't need proof of anything, we'll just give you a license, you can live here, so on and so forth. As a matter of fact, we'll put icing on the cake and we'll steal from those that work in America and we'll give it to those that don't, namely the illegals coming in. That is treason, by the way, friends. This is happening across the boards. Call it for what you will. It is treason. That defines treason. If you look at Article 18, and I'm talking about the constitutional law that needs to be enforced concerning those that are responsible for bringing them into America, they're responsible for the crimes of those that they're alluring in. And yes, that applies to the president, first and foremost. And yes, that applies to judges. And yes, that applies to Congress. And yes, that applies to the governors and the mayors, and the list goes on. But again, the American people, if you don't know the difference, they'll always get away with whatever you let them get away with. And that's exactly what we're seeing today in a big way in this country. But let me show you this. This is a bunch of illegals coming into America that were just busted stealing from a store. And I want to show you how defiant they are. This is what they think of you Americans. And it's a sad day in America when this happens, but it's exactly what's happening. And observe.
Hey, stop. What?
They're busted stealing.
Why? Excuse me?
These three?
Yep.
Okay, come this way.
Are these bags?
These are illegals in America getting busted stealing, being defiant, laughing at the law, smiling. You'll see what I'm talking about in just a moment. They're giving the cops the finger.
Do you have IDs?
One of them's got a half smirk on her face, completely mocking.
You don't have any identification.
Law enforcement. They're endangering our police friends.
Where are you from? So you have no identification at all?
No, they were drawn into America. They didn't need to have any identification, remember? In the state of Minnesota, you can just ask Tim Walz. This is treason, friends. Look at how they're just kind of smirking. Look at them smiling. One's trying to hold back her laughter.
I don't know how to spell it. I don't know so much English. But this is my face.
What about the deodorant?
Do they look like they're worried about what's going to happen to them, friends? Absolutely not. Americans, you are being taken over. You are being handed off. You are being handed off to a bunch of illegals. And read Deuteronomy 28:43. Doesn't see now they're laughing. And again, friends, here we are in America being invaded. Incentivized by the current administration, governors throughout the United States of America, and they're mocking the law. They're laughing at the American people and your version of law in this country, completely every step of the way. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To the Sons of Liberty. I want to show you this again visually. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, social media platform. Subscribe to SOL Radio live on the top of that page, and or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. And if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do you remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct? And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. True that. I want you to see this. I was just highlighting the fact that, you know, the said administration that's tolerated by 329.5 million people in this country, all of you sheeple that are making yourself sheep so these pathetic wolves can devour you. That's in fact what is happening in the use of their hands as the mainstream media trying to browbeat you, to belittle you, basically drive more fear, to paralyze you from standing up and actually lawfully dealing with them when you have everything in the world going for you, the law, first and foremost. And I'm talking about common law, which is predicated upon God's Torah. And if you don't want to do that, then this is what you're going to get. And I just want you to see this again, friends. Here's a bunch of defiant foreigners coming into America and stealing. Look, do they look like they're worried about anything, friends? Absolutely not. They've already been told by your politicians to come on in. Don't worry about anything. We're going to build a bunch of apartment buildings, condos, homes. Matter of fact, when that gets filled up, we'll just kick people out of their homes like they did in France and Germany concerning all the immigrants coming into their country. Oh, you think that's funny? No, read Deuteronomy 28:43, friends, because this is, in fact, what is happening. to your country right now. They are endangering your police, politicians are. They're endangering your police, your law enforcement, by not enforcing the law. If you lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. Romans 4:15 tells us that there is no law, there is no transgression. Folks, your said representatives are not standing up and magnifying the law. They're advocating for lawlessness. Somebody just asked the question, what's the purpose of government? Here, let me tell you, to restrain men from violating God's moral law. Period. Period. That's 1 John 3:4. And what's the second thing? To maintain order. Not to create disorder. What are your politicians doing? Creating disorder. And what's the third thing? To justify the righteous and to condemn the wicked. Is that a clear enough example and definition of what government is? Because that's exactly what your government, the three functions of government, I just gave them to you. Justify the righteous and condemn the wicked, not justify the wicked in condemning the righteous. That's what they're doing. Everything is going in reverse, friends. You are that which impedes a new world order. You are the problem, okay? And again, this is all being bestowed upon a people that could really honestly care less. And who are those? I don't care what you know is wrong with the country. If you're not out there doing your best to right the wrongs and doing all that you can do and leaving the results up to God, this is exactly why you're getting what you're getting. It's your apathy. It's your tolerance that's giving and adding strength to tyrants. You know as well as I do, folks, it's not a foreign enemy attacking you. You all the well know what I'm telling you is absolutely true. Just pay attention to the fruit on their branches, right? Matthew 7:16. Here, I wanted to show you this really quick. This guy right here, he's another traitor. And I'm here to tell you today, folks, that what you are dealing with today are extorted and controlled men. It applies to every single one of them. I think a lot of people are seeing Mike Johnson for who he is real quick, right? First thing he does, he comes out of the gate, talks about the Lord, this, that, or the other thing. And folks, what's interesting is every single day that that guy's been there, I have been getting fleeced by him to give him money. And he makes $223,500 a year. What's the first thing he does? Before he's the Speaker of the House, what does he do? We played the videos this last week, folks. What did he do? He was talking about how he was a representative in Louisiana. And what was he doing there? He was highlighting the crimes of Joe Biden. He said there was a mountain of evidence stacked up against Joe Biden. The first week that he's in office as the Speaker of the House, what does he do? He comes back and tells the very people the exact opposite of what he just said. And he said there's no evidence of any impeachable evidences to remove Joe Biden. I mean, again, friends, you cannot make up what is happening in this country. They have controllers. And why do they have controllers? Because they are extorted men. What does that mean? It means do what we say or else. It's exactly what's going on. Do what we say or else. Some will say, well, Bradley, that is just far-fetched. Here, let me show you a prime example of this just this last week. This is the guy that said he wanted all the illegals in. And keep in mind, he called them immigrants, of course, undocumented. No, they're not undocumented. They're illegally here. And what do you think they're going to do when they get here? They're acting accordingly, friends. They're lawless, right? But isn't this interesting? This guy comes in. Into office as the new mayor, starts assailing his people, does the exact opposite of what he's told, what he said he would do once he got into office. Now he's under siege by the FBI. Now, I know the FBI has no credibility. I already understand that. I already understand that 74% of you, and this was some time ago, probably a month and a half, 2 months ago, already took a poll, and you all said, 74% of you, that the FBI is equated to that of the Gestapo. Well, you're exactly right. And I want to tell you why. Because there is no constitutional authority for the federal government to create these agencies as an arm to war against their political opposition. But that's what, in fact, is happening. That's exactly what's happening. Hopefully I can get to some more of that in just a little bit, friends. Last week I highlighted the FBI was actually out there. They were doing their best to they were not only promoting the gay agenda, but they were also out there and they were looking to get people to join the team, per se. We showed you that, okay? And then we find out more just this last week. And what is that? Yeah, here it is right here. I got it up for you here. Sons of Liberty Media.com, top left side of the page, before it's news.com, top left side of the page. Go ahead and look right here. FBI recruitment drive at Pride event sparks controversy. Okay, FBI agents, again, they have no credibility, but they're out there recruiting others. Okay, Hamas and Iran are currently wishing death upon America, but don't worry, the FBI is now recruiting the best by attending Pride events. Okay? Wow. 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 Is that it? Oh, no. No. Here, this is what I was going to cover in just a couple minutes here, but look at this. Texas journalist harassed by FBI for unveiling possible Hamas training camp near the U.S.-Mexican border. Oh, folks, this is all true. This is all true. I know you can keep your head in the sand for only so long before it's going to become a reality. It's going to become tangible. It will. It's coming to your front door. Rest assured. Amos 6:3. Folks, if you don't want to hold to the Word of God, then what do you and who do you have to hold to? And again, God is not a man that he should lie. Where has he ever lied to us before? I'll tell you the history of learning for those that love to suffer the abuse. They wait until it's too late. And then they find out exactly what he was trying to forewarn of, Psalm 19:11, is true. And I want to say this to the right of that. Concerning the bad guys that are trying to create a world without God. How is the history and the understanding of that will never, ever happen in a million years? How does that stand with you today? How is it that you find within yourself that you've got something this time in this war with the Lord, your Creator, is going to work out in your favor this time? I just don't see it. I don't understand people like that. And that's what obviously defines a reprobate, without the spirit of judgment. Absolutely. And this also explains Ecclesiastes 8:11. Okay, great. Okay, so let's go back to this. Read that when you get a moment, and it'll make perfect sense as to what I was just talking about. FBI seizes New York City Mayor Eric Adams' cellular phone. This is on November 11th. Do you think maybe that was going on because he was playing hardball with his handlers? I bet he probably was playing hardball with them. Probably got to the point in the position of incumbency where he thought, well, now that I'm the mayor, you're not going to tell me what to do. Though I agreed that I would before I got here. And all of a sudden he gets there, and then the FBI raids his office. Now listen to this. This is what I want you to see. Isn't it interesting that just 1 week later, the mayor now says he's going to cut police funding and school funding because of all of the illegals coming in to New York City? Anybody think that's a little odd? Yeah, me too. Does that look like extortion? Absolutely. Do what you're told or else we're going to out you. There you have it.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News. news update to the Middle East now, where the IDF rejecting calls for a ceasefire and moves troops deeper into Gaza. Soldiers finding the bodies of two Israeli women who were being held hostage near Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza and returning their bodies to the Holy Land for funerals. This as well-coordinated anti-Israel protests taking place in major U.S. cities. At least 40 protesters arrested at the University of Michigan after they stormed a school building. Scary times in Iceland, where fears of a massive volcano loom, scientists busy monitoring cracks in the Earth's surface, which they say are getting noticeably bigger by the day. Many roads now closed, and people who live and work there evacuating.
The timescale is such that we need to be prepared for an eruption happening within the coming week, even up to a month.
This professor from the University of Iceland sitting down with the Daily Record, and I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So what I was just sharing with you guys right before the break is the fact that FBI just raided New York City Mayor Eric Adams' cell phones and his iPad. I wonder why that is. Anybody maybe have a hunch? 1-866-582-9933. And lo and behold, before you know it, a week later, New York City mayor cuts, listen to this, in the face of all of the illegals coming into America, his idea is to go ahead and cut police and school funding over migrant crisis that they created, mind you. They created, mind you. This is all with the direction and directives of heaven, no question about it. But the fact of the matter is, friends, 1 week later, here is the New York City mayor saying, you know what, we need to cut law enforcement. We need to cut law enforcement with all of these illegals coming into America. Can we all put two and two together, please? And yet we hear on the commercials that there's a spike in crime across the country. Oh, Americans, listen to me carefully. And it'll be proven to be true. Go ahead, listen carefully. You haven't seen anything yet. You haven't seen anything yet. This is how you create domestic insurrection. with all eyes on what's going on internally, created all by the mainstream media and corrupt politicians, you have foreign enemies on both coasts right now just waiting for you to go ahead and be distracted fully so they can attack. Don't forget about Russia, and don't forget about China, and don't forget that you heard it here first on Sons of Liberty Media.com and Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Mark my words. Mark my words. We're in for it. We are in for it. Oh, on top of that, last segment I was talking about the FBI's involvement with camps in America. We already knew in 2009, according to CNN and Fox News, which they both did good reports during that time, Cooper, Anderson, and then Sean Hannity did fantastic pieces, to their credit, in exposing 35 jihadi camps in America back in 2009. And yet nothing's been done. And since September 11, 2001, we've been told that the Muslims are here to attack America, and yet they're being put into office, they're being protected, and they're being promoted. And I'm not the one that said that. I'm just telling you what the mainstream media told all of us. Right? But let's go fast forward here. The FBI... if you haven't seen this, I'm sure you heard this, because this is psychological manipulation. This is warfare on law-abiding Christians in this country is what it is. Patriots and or real conservatives. Did you see this? The ABC News, this was just a week and one day ago, where January 6th suspect Gregory Yetman surrenders to police after widespread manhunt. Wow. That is crazy. they want you to believe they're speaking for us, the mainstream media. Okay, they're not. Not for me at all, in any sense of the word. Micah 6:16, read it when you get a moment. This is a narrative of Omri. Bible warns us of all of what we're dealing with today. January 6th, Gateway Pundit released a video. Oh, I'm guessing a year ago now. Fantastic documentary. Exposing paid provocateurs, FBI agents, and the said Donald Trump, who allured them into Washington, D.C. They were then entrapped. They were led to the Capitol. Donald said he would lead them to the Capitol, and then, in which he didn't do. As they were led to the Capitol, they were then entrapped and then accused of the crimes of paid provocateurs that were bust in, and FBI informants, all on video. And the D.C. police, all on video. And yet we have 950 Americans exercising their First Amendment right, 350 of which are incarcerated today for crimes that they did not commit. We all know this. If a picture's worth a thousand words, how much more an hour documentary of live footage from that day? Catching the perpetrators, those that were actually creating the crimes that day. And we all know this. I have yet to meet anybody that has agreed with the narrative that the mainstream media has given on January 6th. What are they doing? They're jailing their political opposition. That's what they're doing. You know what that is? Can you hear this? Hey, lest you stand up and think you're going to stand up against our totalitarian methods and enforcing unjust laws on you. And I just want to make sure you all understand this is the voice of the media propaganda and the powers that are tolerated by the American people. You better not dare stand up and practice your First Amendment in dealing with corruption in D.C. Because if you do, this is what we're going to do to you. That's exactly the message. Oh, furthermore, how is it that Donald Trump is running for the presidency of the United States of America, and yet he's called to be the one that led the coup? The father of the vaccine! Oh, can I just say this? I have to. Oh, my goodness, the stupidity of the American people! The other day I seen a picture, someone posted a picture of Donald and Melania praying together. It's like, I said, are you really that blind? Really? The guy's making hundreds of millions of dollars off of you thinking somehow or another that he's a victim, and yet the mainstream media is giving him all the coverage that he needs to make the money off the stupidity of his constituents, his worshipers. Acts 12:2. That's exactly what's going on. Everybody's in jail except Donnie. And look at this. He already told the American people he's not going to jail. No, of course he's not. Isn't it amazing how those insiders can basically call the shots and then be right about it? Oh, he's going to pay the price. And boy, he's got one foot on a banana peel and the other one in hell right now. And he's going to go ahead and keep testing his steel with the living God. But you know what? That's a sign of judgment. John Calvin said that when God means to judge a nation, he gives them wicked rulers. That's exactly right. And what are the people that worship Donald Trump? What are they saying? Oh, this is the voice of a God and not a man. That's exactly what they're doing. Everybody's in jail except Donald Trump. Isn't that amazing? Oh, and he's just beating down the courts. Everybody, let me say it again, Americans. Everybody's in jail except Donald Trump. He's running for president. And for all those that are saying, we need him back in the people's White House, you better consider one thing. Over the last 3 years of your miserable lives, that's all been caused by the father of the vaccine. That's not how you make America great again. And look at the transition. Let's get Donald out. Let's put Joe in. All of his worshipers will ignore what he did, and they'll blame Joe for it. And then Joe will do the deed, and then what we'll do is we'll put Donald back in office. Folks, dictatorships are made on individuals that the people love, not the people, not that the people hate. Read Daniel 8:25. And the Bible also tells us they destroy through policy. They destroy through peace. And it's a false peace. And policy in this country, had the American people known their Constitution, they'd have put a stop to this nonsense a long, long time ago. But they failed to do so. I can't help you, Americans. We got David calling in from San Francisco. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, David. What say you?
Oh, howdy, Bradley. Yeah, I got to agree with you on a couple of those angles. You know, Trump, I don't know if you ever watched, I think it was the second January 6th hearing. They describe how in September of 2020, Trump knew that he was going to lose. He was so bad in the polls that he knew he was going to lose. So January 6th was planned, even though they knew that he was going to lose. And in fact, there's other evidence to show that Clarence Thomas's wife was working with an organization that was doing these teleconferences, and they knew in February of 2020 that he was going to lose. And this was before COVID even, that Trump had so burned his bridges that he was going to lose, and so they had to plan for January 6th accordingly. And so in Colorado, you're probably aware that a bunch of states are trying to take him off the ballot.
Yeah.
And
Minnesota,
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Actually, I think 31 states total now.
Yeah.
But the first state, Colorado, just had a ruling last night. And the judge, I think she wrote a 131-page ruling. And in it, she says clearly that Trump did cause the insurrection. He participated and he organized it. And but she would not remove him from the ballot just because of one word. And that is whether or not Trump was an officer. And in the 14th Amendment, I think it says that officers who were involved in officers who swear to protect, defend, protect, defend, and preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution cannot run for president. But the word that's used in the 14th Amendment is support. And so since Trump didn't, in his inaugural address in 2017, he didn't pledge to support the Constitution, that allows him to stay on the ballot. And it all revolves around whether or not he was an officer of the federal government. Okay. Now, if you think about the federal government having...
You got about 10 seconds, David. Heartbreak's coming up on us.
Yeah, judiciary, legislative, and executive. But he was an officer of the executive, so...
Yeah, gotcha. Totally appreciate the call. Well, the fact of the matter is, and I will address that on the other side, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to call in, love to hear from you, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's the deal, folks. I cannot for the life of me tell you how sick and tired I am of telling you the transgressions that are being committed by those that you tolerate. Period. I can't. It's frustrating, to say the least. You gotta laugh. Why? Because you've cried too many times. Lord, what is it going to take for these people to get it? And then what comes to my aid instantaneously is the defector from Russia back in the 80s said, you can go ahead and warn people all that you want to. They're not going to listen to you. He said, until the boot falls, and then when the boot comes down, it's too late. That's right. That's right. And I know that this message is just too gloomy and doomy for some people. But if you look at the Word of God and you hold to the Law and Prophets, that's what the prophets did. They told you, they forewarned you to reform yourselves, to repent. That's the message of a prophetic ministry. They want reformation. They don't want the war that's on the horizon. Ask Jeremiah. He didn't want the Book of Lamentations to be written, but it was. Why? Because for 70 years, the people disregarded and refused to listen. The Bible says they turned their shoulders. In other words, they turned their backs unto him and wouldn't have a hearing as to what Jeremiah had to say. Oh, it's the same thing for the prophets throughout the... look at the New Testament prophets. What were they doing? Oh, they're gloom and doomers, man. Now, I'm not saying that the Lord at some time didn't actually prophesy peace to nations that took heed to him. I mean, we have Jonah. I mean, those people actually listened. That said, king of Nineveh, he had enough common sense to understand they were reaping what they were sowing, and his conscience was bearing witness that was something was wrong with them and their creator. And they repented, and they fasted. And they got the answer of peace that the Lord gave unto them. But that's not America. America's being taken in its pride, its arrogance, its idolatries, its sin. Your sin is finding you out. Numbers 32:23. No getting around it. So, anyways, I was going to comment on what David had to say. And outside of the fact that I'm sick and tired of hearing Trump's name, I do want to just go back to the bare bones of what was being said there to suggest that that man doesn't have the approbation of the American people is insane. What is crazy to me is the people that refuse to see that gossip for who he is. They refuse to see him for who he is. I'm talking about Donald Trump. Oh, and it's true. You go places, friends. You get these idolaters, worshipers of men. That's why I make reference to Acts 12:22, that they're going to support them all the way to hell. And they will, literally. Both in the natural and in the spiritual. Period. It's a fact. I was talking about this week about how dictators were loved by the people. They absolutely were. They were loved by the... Adolf Hitler was loved by the people. He promised them everything you're being promised today. They create the problem, and then they come in and play the problem solvers. Guess who was creating the problem? Guess who was playing the problem solver? Exactly. Same guy. Same person. What do you think the FBI is being equated to the Gestapo for? Right? I'll get to some more of this in just a little bit. But I want to go back and make the point that Joe Biden on the trail... campaign trail. Folks, there was points where not one person showed up. There's the great deception. But what I want to do is get rid of Joe and Donald, who are two wings of the same bird, and push them aside and say you have 900 to 1,000 different presidential candidate options that the mainstream media is censoring and suppressing. That's what you're up against. So if you want to get caught up into Joe Biden, you want to get caught up into Donald Trump, it shows you what you're giving ear to. And at the end of the day, it's the spirit of Antichrist, because that's what they're promoting. And I'm thinking of John, 1 John 4 and verse 5, both of them. Read that when you get a moment. Okay, so aside of that, did you see just last week in San Francisco, with not one American flag in sight, the president from China, oh, there's that China word again, comes into San Francisco, and guess what was removed for his visit in America? You want me to show you? Here, how about I just show you this, and I'll paint the picture. If I can't show you, I'll tell you. Okay? This is the president from China in San Francisco, and what is he doing? He's driving down the street, and guess what was removed? Look at all the Chinese people in America. Guess it was removed. Anybody notice? Yep. By the way, did you see this on social media platforms, friends, when I started to call out Trump for who he was? Did you see the numbers decline instantaneously? Side of that, let's go back to the video here. You see this? Hey, guys. When the president of China came into San Francisco, all the American flags were removed. All the American flags were removed. Ugh. Okay. Little even leaving it the whole lump, right? What does the Bible tell us in response to that? A little even leaving it the whole lump. We're supposed to leave in the whole of it, then it might be a holy lump. So do we take on the wicked doctrines of men and continuously go with that, or do we take on the Word of God and go with Him? And take heed to what's happening in our country in front of our faces on a 24/7 basis. I wanted to show you this too. This is WND, contributor over there for years. They just took the time in highlighting. Actually, Chuck Norris did. Well, good for him. So it goes further than his false prophet that he listens to. Oh, my goodness. Joel Osteen. That's where he goes to church. But interesting, he had enough internal fortitude to address this, and I high-five him for it. New research, COVID vaccinations led to millions of people dying. Right. Well, Bradley, isn't that over? Nope, it's not over. It's not over. California, I believe in the San Francisco area, they're trying to force people to wear masks again. If you're walking in or you're sitting down at a restaurant, you're still seeing commercials where they're trying to ride roughshod over the American people that know the difference and tell you that you better get your kids and yourselves vaccinated. So they're not retreating in any sense of the word. Nope, not at all. They're not retreating. They're going forward. That's a communist slogan, go forward. That is insane. Highlighted some more people that died this week. Yeah. Why do I highlight those things that you think are a thing of the past? Because it's not over with yet. That's why. They're trying to corral the American people in to accepting what they have as a resolve. And if you don't do it, you're not going to be a participant in society. I didn't say that. Who said that? Well, Bill Gates said that. Why are we listening to Bill Gates? Because the American people and people on a global basis still haven't dealt with the likes of Bill Gates or Anthony Fauci. They haven't dealt with Klaus Schwab. They're just going to go ahead and allow them to go on because, after all, they've taken on the gospel of the devil, which brings a curse. And what's that? We can't do anything about it. Look at how well organized they are. Look what they're doing to all of us, man. They got all the money they need. I know. And what you need to ask yourself is, how did they aggrandize that power? How did they accumulate that power unto themselves? They did that by the people tolerating the crimes that were committed previously to where we are in the present today. Yep. Okay, we'll just kind of step over the top of that one. Did you see this? Surely you've had to see this. Come on. I mean, what would you expect from the Supreme Court? 9 unelected bureaucrats. I highlighted the last week, friends, that Alina Kagan, who was appointed, she was picked up by a former said corporate president of America named Barack Hussein Obama, who is in fact a foreigner, and we all know this now, right? Yep, after the fact, nobody wanted to talk about it when he was there, but we'll talk about it when he's gone. After he's the said president of corporate America, he goes over to Kenya and then admits the fact that he's the first Kenyan-born president. But who cares? In other words, Donald Trump could have came in right behind him if he'd have been true to his God, as he says, and the American people, his constituents, those that he works for in this representative government of ours, and he could have ixnayed everything that Barack Obama did. But did he do that? No. He just built off of it. He didn't null and void it. It wasn't nugatory. No, he built off of it. Is what he did. But going back to Alina Kagan, friends, she sits on the bench. She never judged a case a day in her life. She was known for queerifying Harvard. And I'm highlighting the fact that the Supreme Court just said to Florida, they declined to reinstate red state law banning children from drag queen shows. It's already a felony. So why do we need to go to the Supreme Court to enforce the law in Florida? I mean, as if to suggest that the Supreme Court is the final say or final arbiter, which in fact is not true. God is true. Man is the liar. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.